President Bush held a rare news conference today, speaking for the first time in public about Republican successes in the midterm elections and saying he looks forward to greater cooperation with the Senate now that it will be in Republican hands. He also repeated his demand that the United Nations pass a tough resolution on Iraq, and he insisted he has confidence in his team of economic advisors. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The first question at the news conference was about the election. Republicans and political pundits across the country are giving President Bush the lion's share of the credit for the GOP gains this week. But the policy at the White House is don't brag, don't boast. And that was clearly the mode the president was in today.
Candidates win elections because they're good candidates, not because they may happen to have the president as a friend or a foe, for that matter. Races that were won because people were able to convince the voters they could trust their judgment, convince the voters they cared deeply about their circumstances. Believe if there is a mandate in any election, at least in this one, it's that people want something to get done.
And given that the next presidential election season unofficially begins the minute the midterm ballots are tallied, the president was asked today about Vice President Cheney and whether he'll be his running mate in 2004. After all, Cheney, who is 61 years old, has had a history of health problems, including four heart attacks, all before becoming vice president. But today, Mr. Bush left no room for doubt.
Should I decide to run, Vice President Cheney will be my running mate. He's done an excellent job. I appreciate his advice. I appreciate his counsel. I appreciate his friendship. He is a superb vice president.
Many questions at the news conference dealt with Iraq and the difficulty the U.S. has had getting backing in the United Nations Security Council for a resolution that would not only require Saddam Hussein to disarm, but which also authorizes the U.S. to lead a military attack should the Iraqi president not comply.
We've been spending a lot of time, I wouldn't exactly call it gnashing of teeth, but working hard at the UN resolution. It took a while, but we've been grinding it out, trying to bring a consensus, trying to get people together so that we can say to the world, the international community has spoken through the Security Council of the United Nations, and now, once again, we expect Saddam to disarm. This would be the 17th time that we expect Saddam to disarm. This time we mean it.
In his dealings with the new Congress, the president promised to take a bipartisan approach, but he also stated flatly that he came into office with an agenda and he's not going to change it. So look for him to push for making the 10-year tax cuts enacted last year permanent and to push Republican versions of pension reform legislation and a patient's bill of rights. Also look for more conservative judicial nominees, which will now sail through a Republican-controlled judiciary committee. Today, the president said two nominees already rejected. Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owen and U.S. District Judge Charles Pickering of Mississippi will be revived. Each has been nominated to the U.S. Court of Appeals.
We don't have to recommit them. They're there. Pickering and Owen are still there at the committee level. They just weren't ever, their names were never let to the floor for a vote. By the way, if they had been let to the floor for a vote, we believe they had won the vote. And perhaps the reason that's why they were never let to the floor for a vote. But so I hope that Judiciary Committee will let their names out.
And in similar fashion, the president expects the Senate to be far friendlier to his proposals on homeland security, terrorism insurance, prescription drugs for seniors, federal funding for faith-based organizations, and a host of other issues. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.